We will continue our studies in Psalm 42, looking at a soul thirsting for God. In verse 11 of Psalm 32, the psalmist says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God." David says, why am I so discouraged? Why is my heart raging and roaring and thirsting? I'm going to hope in God. When our life is in turmoil, when it is, so to speak, in hurricane status, we can rest and hope in the Lord. Unlike many today who do not know him at all. This word in our text today, hope, means not only to hope, but to trust, to wait, to put your expectations in God. Our hope in the Lord is what gives us a calm in our lives. The calm and peace that the Lord gives to us makes us thirst for his presence, thirsting for the Lord. Peace in your heart and soul cannot be stolen or bought, for that peace comes from the Lord. My peace I give you. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. We have a hope that comes from God. Other men only have a hopeless end, but the Christian rejoices in an endless hope. The unbeliever, the pagan, has no hope, but the believer rejoices in his hope. His hope is an endless hope. The story's been told of Eric Barker, a missionary from Great Britain. He spent over 50 years in Portugal preaching the gospel, often under adverse conditions. During World War II, the situation became so critical that he was advised to send his wife and 8 children to England for safety. His sister and 3 children were also evacuated on the same ship. Although his relatives were forced to leave, he remained behind to carry on the work. On the Lord's Day following their departure, Pastor Parker stood before his congregation and said, "I've just received word that all my family have arrived safely home." He then proceeded with the service as usual. Later, the full meaning of his words became known to the people. He had been handed a wire just before the meeting informing him that a submarine had torpedoed the ship and everyone on board had drowned. He knew that because all were believers, they were in heaven. The knowledge that his family was with the Lord enabled him to live above his circumstances in spite of his overwhelming grief. The calm that the Lord provided made him thirsty for God. His thirst was quenched by drinking at the fountain of living water, the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 26:3 tells us, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in you." You will be in perfect peace. "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." Your mind must be stayed on the Lord. And now, "Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Be not a terror unto me. Thou art my hope in the day of evil." Jeremiah 17:17. It's interesting to note that the word for hope here is the Hebrew word Ya'al. This word is very similar to the Hebrew word Yaham, which means to be hot. There is a fine line between hoping or waiting on God and getting hot and angry and impatient. If we're unwilling to trust the Lord and wait upon Him when trouble comes, then it is very easy to get angry. We get angry because we feel out of control or because of stupid decisions that we or others have made that have created the complications in our life. Let me ask you, what have you learned to do in the face of frustration, in the face of fear, in the face of trials? Do you get hot? Do you get angry? Or do you put your hope in the Lord? I don't know about you, but I have to work at trusting the Lord with my problems. Most of the time, I do all right, most of the time, but I know that anger and impatience is lurking in the shadows. Every day, it can surface if I don't guard my heart by trusting in Him. As I read to you out of Isaiah 26:3, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Your mind must be focused on the Lord. It must focus on the Lord, whose mind is stayed on thee. You always have the Lord before you. My mind is stayed on Him, and I trust in thee. Psalm 39:7, And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. My hope is in thee. As we continue our study in Psalm 42, we see in verse 8 it says, Yet the Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night His song shall be with me in my prayer unto the God of my life. The fact that we know that God hears our prayers when we cry out to Him creates a thirst for His presence, especially when we're desperate. What a blessing it is to have someone to talk to when we're hurting, when we're in trouble, when we have a need. This is what the Lord does for us, Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things, which you knoweth not. Shortly after Dallas Theological Seminary was founded in 1924, it almost came to the point of bankruptcy. All the creditors were going to foreclose at noon on a certain day. That morning, they met in the president's office with Dr. Schaefer for prayer that God would provide. In that prayer meeting was a man by the name of Harry Ironside. When it was his turn to pray, he prayed in his characteristic manner. Lord, we know that the cattle on 1,000 hills are dying. Please sell some of them and send us the money. Well, while they were praying, a tall Texan with boots on and an open collar stepped up to the business window and said, I just sold 2 carloads of cattle in Fort Worth. I've been trying to make a business deal, but it fell through, and I feel compelled to give the money to the seminary. I don't know if you need it or not, but here's the check. A little secretary took the check, and knowing how critical things were financially, went to the door of the prayer meeting and timidly tapped. When she finally got a response, Dr. Schaefer took the check out of her hand. It was exactly the amount of the debt. When he looked at the name, he recognized the cattleman in Fort Worth and turning to Dr. Ironside said, Harry, God sold the cattle. Knowing the Lord knows our needs and hears our cry creates a thirst for His strength and for His care. Psalm 120:1. In my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and He heard me. What comfort, brothers and sisters. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalm 37:18, the Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. In my distress, I cried out to the Lord, and he heard me. These various disciplines, brothers and sisters, cause a soul a thirst for God. We can have confidence. We can have confidence in the change God makes in our countenance. For I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my joy. The strength and joy that the Lord gives to us, and the fact that we do belong to him, creates a thirst for the Lord. When we're weak, we need strength. And when we're down in the dumps, he can give us joy. When circumstances in our life seem joyless, he enables us to praise him. His joy and his strength affects our health and our countenance, brothers and sisters. For I will yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance. Your countenance, it'll show. Joy will show on your face and your eyes. Exodus 15:2, the Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. God is my strength and my power, and he maketh my way perfect. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. If you want a blessing, take your New Testament and use a concordance to look up two little words. But God. But God. See how many times human resources have been brought to another end. Examine the number of examples when despair has gripped the heart, when pessimism and gloom has settled upon people, and there's nothing that can be done. Then see how the Spirit of God writes in giant letters, but God, but God. And the whole situation changes into victory. Here's a few examples. Acts 7:9. And the patriarchs moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him. Acts 29:30. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulchre, but God raised him from the dead. Romans 5:7-8. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perchance for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God has a way of turning the tables and changing our circumstances where we are encouraged and empowered to go on. His strength creates a thirst for his presence in our lives. Do you have a thirst for God's presence? Do you need his strength? He can supply it. He can meet all your needs. If within us we find nothing over us, we succumb to what is around us. If within us we find nothing over us, we succumb to what is around us. May we have a thirst for strength and a joy in our lives. the stories you've been told surrounding Poland's famous concert pianist and Prime Minister Ignace Paderewski. A mother wishing to encourage her young son's progress at the piano bought tickets for a Paderewski performance. When the night arrived, they found their seats near the front of the concert hall and eyed the majestic Steinway piano waiting on stage. Soon the mother found a friend to talk to, and the boy slipped away. When 8 o'clock arrived, the spotlight came on, the audience quieted, and only then did they notice the boy up on the bench, innocently picking up Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. His mother gasped, but before she could retrieve her son, the master appeared on the stage and quickly moved to the keyboard. "Don't quit. Keep playing," he whispered to the boy. "Don't quit. Keep playing," he whispered to the boy. Leaning over, Paderewski reached down with his left hand and began filling in a bass part. Soon his right arm reached around the other side, encircling the child to add a running scale. Together, the old master and the young novice held the crowd mesmerized. They absolutely loved it. Brothers and sisters, in our lives, unpolished though we may be, it is the master who surrounds us and whispers in our ear time and time again, "Don't quit. Don't quit. Keep playing. Keep thirsting after me. Keep believing in me. Keep the Lord before you continually. Thirsting after the Lord." As the heart panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee, O God. Don't quit. Keep playing. And as we do, the Lord augments and supplements until a work of amazing beauty is created in our lives, and we become a great blessing and encouragement to others. Brothers and sisters, if being used of God is important to you, if you seek His peace, His strength, and His joy, it's vital that you have a passion and a thirst for His presence, for Him, for His power, for His peace. Your thirst will be quenched as He energizes you with His power and His strength, and He encourages you with the Spirit that whispers in His still small voice, "Don't quit. Don't quit. Keep playing. Keep trying. Keep going forward. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, day and night, while they continually say unto me, 'Where is thy God?' When I remembered these things, I poured out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept holiday. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him with the help of His countenance." His countenance, His face shining upon you. That was the Aaronic blessing, that the Lord would cause His face to shine upon you. If you're a child of God, brothers and sisters, the Lord is blessing you. You're His child. You're seated in heavenly places. Your sins are forgiven you. All of your sins have been put on to Christ. Christ bore your sins. He became sin for us in order that we would become the righteousness of God. Do you want hope? There's hope. You want a soul that is thirsting? That'll cause your soul to thirst. To get to know that God in a greater measure, the one that became sin for us, so that we would become the very righteousness of God. Oh, brothers and sisters, we have a great hope. Why art thou cast down on my soul, and why art thou disquieting me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. And my friend, if you're listening today and you've never come to Jesus Christ, there is no hope for you apart from Jesus Christ. The only hope for a person is found in Jesus Christ. There is no other name given amongst men whereby we must be saved but by the name Jesus Christ. There's salvation nowhere else. No other person, no system, no denomination, no religion, no Buddha, no Hinduism, no Islam, no Jehovah Witness, no Roman Catholicism, no atheism, agnosticism, no Shintoism, no. There is only salvation in Christ. He said, the one that was raised from the dead, the one that was crucified, died and was buried, and then came forth from the tomb, was resurrected. He said that there is no way to God the Father but through Him. No prophet, no priest, no intercession by nobody else but by Christ and Christ alone. If you've never come to Christ, I would beg with you and plead with you today. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved.